good to be here with you. This week, I was privileged in one of our classes to hear a testimony from someone about, you know, what God has done in their own life, the mighty works of God. To give you some context, the class that we were in is about how do we as clerics, learning how do we as clerics encourage you, the lay faithful, to live your vocation, which is to be in the world and to soak and permeate the world with the gospel. And so we're in this course, and this guy comes in to talk to us to show us a practical example of this, of how someone who God did great works with now takes the gospel and brings it into the secular world through his line of work. And at the end of the testimony, we were able to ask questions, and someone asked him, do you see, like, your full Christian, like, do you see yourself living out your Christian identity, your identity from baptism? Which, if you remember from catechism, at baptism, we are baptized into Christ, and we receive from Christ, through baptism, our identity as Christians, and our identity to be priests, to be prophets, and kings in the world, just as Christ was priest, prophet, and king. And he looked at us after a moment of reflection, and he said, well, yes, but the first thing I recognize is that I'm a sinner. The first thing is that I'm a sinner. It's astounding. Astounding that someone would make that intuition. Because I think many times in at least the contemporary church world, or the world in general even, that attitude is considered too pessimistic. Like, it's too, you can't focus on your sins, you know? Let's not think about the bad stuff. Let's think about what's good. Let's just think about how God has forgiven us. God loves us. And this is true. St. Paul tells us over and over again that God has forgiven us. And this gospel's proclaimed to us God's love. But I think what we miss sometimes is what this man who experienced the mercy of God, what he came to understand. Something that is very biblical. Because you see in the scriptures, those who encounter God in the scriptures are deeply aware of their sins when they encounter God. For example, take Isaiah this morning in the first reading. Isaiah, who was living in a time when Israel had decided, we don't want to serve God. We're going to do our own thing. We're going to serve these idols. We're going to be unfaithful to the law God has given us. We are going to live our own way. And they did. And this is what eventually leads us down the line to when the Babylonians come into Jerusalem and destroy the temple and export all the people out of Israel because they were unfaithful. And this is where Isaiah is. And Isaiah has this incredible vision. He sees God face to face. Actually, not even face to face. He just sees basically God's footstool where his feet are. And yet it's so glorious, the angels worshiping around the throne. And Isaiah, struck by this vision of the glory of God, says, woe is me, I am doomed, for I am a man of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips. Woe is me. And we see again in the gospel, St. Peter encounters our Lord. And he recognizes this is no ordinary man. This is the man, this is the creator who commands the seas, who tells the fishes even where to go, where to swim, and to be caught. He sees this, St. Peter. And what does he do? What does he say? "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. Depart from me. I'm not worthy." So we see throughout the whole scriptures, the centurion, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof." We see this in the Old Testament figures of Abraham, who knelt at the feet of the angels who were sent to him because he felt unworthy. This sense that when someone comes into the presence of the most holy and almighty God, they understand just how much they have sinned in his presence. And they see their unworthiness. And it can seem from the scriptures that there's no way forward. Because the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation makes very clear that sin has no place in God's presence. Very, very clear that sin in the presence of God has to be eradicated. So how are we supposed to come into God's presence? How are we supposed to be the people that God has called us to be if we are sinners? You know, sometimes we think that, Lord, I'm not worthy to go out and preach the gospel to people and to tell, like, to do your mission. I'm not worthy. And none of us are. So what's the answer? What is God's answer? Jesus says to St. Peter, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. Do not be afraid." See, he tells St. Peter and us that because he knows what God has done. Because the most awesome thing is that God does not just sit back and wait for us to be perfect and come to him. God comes to us. God comes to us and makes us clean and makes us perfect. That is what he did with Isaiah. Isaiah, who had unclean lips, the angel approaches him and cleanses his lips. St. Peter, the sinner, St. Peter is approached by our Lord in the boat. And the Lord does the miracle in order to show him, "I have made you clean. I am making you clean." Both are sinners. And both have been called. Both have sinned. And both have been reconciled by God. That, brothers and sisters, is the good news. For God so loved the world that was filled with sin because of Adam and enslaved by sin. God so loved that world that he gave his only Son. So that all of us who believe, all of those who choose to accept his Son and his mercy will be saved. Will be reconciled, will be freed from their sins. That is the good news. Is that God doesn't wait for us to be perfect, but calls us to reconciliation, calls us to be cleansed in the sacraments, in baptism, and in confession, calls us to then go out and be his witnesses to the world. That is the good news. And there is no sin, no matter how grievous an act of unfaithfulness may be to your spouse, no matter how grievous an act of violence, or how grievous you have gossiped and torn down someone's reputation, no matter how great, God's mercy is greater. It's more powerful. And there is no sin that can get in the way if we allow him to do his work. Nothing. He will cleanse our sins and give us the call. That is the good news that we have come to believe. And that is why we come here, to be fed, to recognize we are sinners, but then to allow our Lord to heal us and to strengthen us so that we can go out and do his work.